would be unrealistic. They functioned in harmony with their view of God, of the world, and of history. Supporting their actions, moreover, were the law, the philosophers, the theologians, and the Bible. Moreover, they had the power and the military might to enforce what they decided was necessary and proper. God to them was an all-powerful deity who presided over the entire project of conquest and colonization. Representing their all-powerful God was the Pope in Rome and the sovereign in Spain. The kingdom of God was an earthly kingdom. The Almighty God had at his service an all-powerful empire and an all-powerful monarch. The Spanish soldiers representing the Almighty God, the universal church, and God's all-powerful king could be sure that God, the true God, was on their side and consequently assured them of victory. Now, if I have left the impression that in the 16th century nobody raised a question about all of this, then I need to tell you the rest of the story. You should be relieved to know that during Holy Week of 1511, a Dominican friar, Antonio de Montesinos, whose statue is now in Santo Domingo, Antonio de Montesinos, one of the first priests to come to America, raised a passionate cry against what was happening. And with rare courage, he denounced from his pulpit in Santo Domingo the Spanish colonists who were his congregation. These are his words: "You are in mortal sin. For the cruelty and the tyranny you use in dealing with these innocent people. Tell me, by what right or justice do you keep these Indians in such cruel and horrible servitude? Are they not human beings? Have they not rational souls? And are you not bound to love them as you love yourselves? Be certain that in such a state as this, you can no more be saved than the Moors or the Turks." Montesinos described himself as a voice crying in the wilderness. But he would be joined by others. Others who would raise their voices. Bartolomé de las Casas, Juan de Zumárraga, Antonio de Valdivieso, Cristóbal de Pedraza, Juan del Valle, Colombia, Honduras, Nicaragua, Mexico, would all have priests and bishops who would rise up against this. But like other forerunners, they were unable to reverse the surging tide of events. Greed, power, fear, duplicity, and an unwillingness to side with the powerless shaped the history of Latin American Christianity from the 19th century, from the 16th century until the present. Only during the last two generations have there been any real signs of hope for significant change. And how real those hopes are, we will talk about tomorrow.